I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. and EU envoys have urged Ethiopia's government to resume electricity and banking services in the Tigray region. Civil wars raged for months, displacing over 2 million people. Tigrayans have dealt with basic food shortages since June of 2021. Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea keeps in contact with Tigrayan believers.
I was talking with Pastor T, and he was talking about a father who committed suicide this past week because he couldn't feed his kids. You know, the situation in Tigray is so difficult in terms of availability of food, even though now the World Food Program and some of the other groups are working there. It's still very difficult.
Another man, part of Pastor T's congregations, was taken to prison with no warning several months ago. He's now planted a church in prison, asked God to continue to work in Ethiopia despite the suffering. And what happens when you send a Bible to Iran? Well, God uses it to change multiple lives. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says one woman received a Bible and then sent it on to a troubled youth.
A 15-year-old girl, her mom and dad got a divorce. And about a year ago, she had to leave her mom and go find her dad in a remote village and live with him. She said, the living situation here is very harsh. We don't have many amenities. I was even contemplating suicide. One of our family friends found out. And she just said, you don't want to commit suicide because God loves you. I want to give you a Bible that they sent to me. Why don't you read it?
When the young girl began reading the Bible, everything changed. $7 sends a Bible to Iran. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.